I'm glad that you have tuned back into our lessons today. The Christian preacher and the Christian teacher are never dealing with a mere body of facts to be clarified, but the Christian teacher slash preacher is dealing with a constellation of glories to be cherished, treasured. Paul called them the unsearchable riches of Christ. And my aim today is that you would experience these riches as a more satisfying treasure than anything the world can give or death can take away. I want you to know how much God loves you. I want you to know the truth of Scripture, the power of the cross, and the greatness of His grace. I've been teaching from the Old Testament, the only Bible that Jesus read. You remember when He went into the synagogue in Nazareth, and they handed Him the book, and He turned to Isaiah. And it was from that book that Jesus read. I also believe that Jesus read the book of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. I believe He read all of the books that was co-written by Him and the other two of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit tells us that whatsoever things were written aforetime was written for our learning. God wrote these by the hands of holy men, that they would be for our learning. There's no better reason than that to read these scriptures that Jesus read. I've covered several chapters in the book of Genesis, and while I was reading those chapters, what was Jesus thinking as He read those same words that I was reading? I believe He felt that my servants, my prophets, got it right. This is exactly the way it went down. This is exactly how everything was created. Jesus never had to question how it happened. He was there. And then as He read that story that the Holy Spirit had shown to Moses, I know he had that smile on His face as He nodded His head in the affirmative and saying, "They got it right." So now in my lessons, I have gotten down to the 6th chapter of the book of Genesis. You know, the story about the giants and the angels, and well, I'm going to let that set for just a few moments and go back to chapter 5 and talk about a fella by the name of Enoch. You recall the story of Enoch. He lived 365 years. He was the father of Methuselah. But that's not what I want to bring to your remembrance in this lesson today. That's not what I want you to remember about Enoch. What I want you to remember about Enoch is that the Bible says in verse 22 in chapter 5, that Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. The phrase "walked with God," that means that you can only walk with God if you agree with God, and God would only walk with you if He agrees with you. This meant that he was not only walking with God, but God was walking with him. This verse of Scripture tells me that Enoch was in full agreement with God on everything, every day of his life. He agreed that whatever God's will was for that day, so be it. Not only did Enoch agree with God, but God agreed with Enoch. But Enoch lived the life so righteous and so holy that God agreed with him and decided, I want to walk with him. I want to talk with him. I want to spend time with him. Enoch and I are on the same page. We sing the same songs. We are in one mind and in one accord. There is no division among us. We can walk together. Jesus says, how can two walk together except they agree? Both of them have to agree. Enoch was agreeing with God, and God was agreeing with Enoch. But listen to this. All this took place after he had sons and daughters. Enoch never felt that his family obligations took up too much of his time. Enoch didn't let the wife, the children, the sons, and the daughters keep him from walking with God. He never felt that his business dealings would not be a conducive atmosphere for God to walk with him in. God agreed with Enoch in every aspect of his life. God agreed with the way that Enoch raised his family. Enoch did not allow wife and children to take him away from his walk with God. One thing I have discovered in life is that if we're not careful, our children will change our theology. I want to repeat again, if we're not careful, our children will change our theology. Things that we once thought was wrong, situations in which we thought God would frown on. Now, when it's happened to those we love, when it's happened to our children, we seem to take a different stance on these issues. It's my child. God loves them. God understands. Not only that, but God agreed with his business transactions. During these years that he walked with God, Enoch also had business transactions. I know a lot of people who want to be honest in their business dealings, but when it comes down to the dollar bill, people change their theology. Not only did Enoch raise a family, Enoch had time to prophesy. Enoch was a prophet and a preacher. He was a holiness preacher. He preached about false teachers and unholy people. Listen to what Jude says. There are certain men creeping unaware, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. And then Jude says, Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Enoch walked with God. God agreed with Enoch. Let us live a life that God himself can agree with.